To start a conversation about this topic, I think it would be prudent to talk about the difference between Israeli citizenship and a Jewish nationality, because at least in Slovenia, the two concepts are sometimes confusing the audience and the public. So if you could start with stating the difference between these two terms.
Yes, of course. And I think that we're already starting with the main, most difficult issue to deal with, which is that Israel is defined as a Jewish and democratic state. Now, I don't know what that means. It has no meaning to be both Jewish and democratic, because either you have democracy and you have equality, or you have, or you give preference to one ethnic group over another. Now, Israel is what is actually called, it's not a democracy, it's what's called an ethnocracy. It's an ethnic regime that gives preference to one ethnic group on account of other ethnic groups. And I am speaking as a privileged, a very privileged Israeli white male Jew who received all these like benefits for being among the preferred group. Now, it is not Jewish by religion, it is Jewish by ethnic origin. The definition of Israel as being a Jewish and democratic state, this is or being this like ethnic supremacist state is actually at the very heart of the problem. But the problem begins already at the very first day when the state of Israel was founded on the basis of ethnic supremacy. Now, by definition, I am an Israeli citizen, but I do not have an Israeli nationality because there is no such thing as an Israeli nationality. My nationality, according to the Ministry of Interior, is Jewish. And my fellow Israeli Palestinian who is a citizen of Israel, not someone from the occupied territories, but the 20% of Israelis who are Palestinians, who are non-Jews, this friend would have a nationality which would be Arab, for example. So from the very get-go, from the very first moment, there is the segregation between Jews and non-Jews. And there are many, many racist laws enacted in Israel right from the very beginning of the state, and since then there have been more laws such as that, and more laws to come which are racist to one extent or another, and many more racist practices.
Can you be a bit more concrete? What rights, for example, you as a citizen of Israel of Jewish nationality have that somebody that is Palestinian and an Israeli citizen doesn't have?
Yes, there are quite a few examples. As I mentioned, there are many racist laws, a few tens of racist laws. And the one upholding these laws is actually the Supreme Court in Israel. It is actually taking part in this type of discrimination, which is an inherent discrimination. So one such law talks about land ownership. State land, for example, cannot be bought by non-Jews. This is something that underwent a few changes recently, but in general, state land was supposedly, most of it was held by organizations like the JNF, Jewish National Fund, and the Jewish National Fund very clearly, very explicitly says that it is the perpetual fund for the Jewish people, and it is there to redeem the land, basically to take over the land, because the majority of the land in 1948 here was Palestinian. Only 10% of the land was Jewish-owned. And basically, they say very clearly that they are only serving the Jewish people. This is one example. You have another example of reunification of families. There is a law stating that basically a Palestinian citizen of Israel who would like to marry and have family with someone from so-called enemy states, and that also includes the West Bank and Gaza Strip, that person cannot have their family within the what's called Israel proper, within the territory of 48. So a family, and there are many such cases, that has one partner coming from inside Israel and the other partner from the occupied territories, they cannot have a decent life, and they would either have to live separately or live illegally with their children in Israel.